From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the timing of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's departure from power has to be decided through negotiation. Speaking in London after talks with British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond, Mr. Kerry urged Russia and Iran to use their influence in Syria to convince Assad to negotiate.
We're prepared to negotiate. Is Assad prepared to negotiate? Really negotiate? Is Russia prepared to bring him to the table and actually find the solution to this violence? Those are the pregnant questions.
Separately, Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Islamist insurgents have killed 56 members of Syrian government forces in the country's northwestern Idlib province. Killings happened earlier this week, but it took several days to confirm the deaths. Italy's Coast Guard says more than 4,500 people were rescued. It happened Saturday off the Libyan coast as calm seas triggered a rush of migrants trying to reach Europe. They were in overcrowded boats and barges. Coast Guard statement said the agency coordinated 20 rescue operations and that a woman's body was found in one inflatable boat. Greek rescuers and ships from Germany, Croatia, and Britain were also involved, along with personnel from the medical group Doctors Without Borders. Saturday's migrant surge came after nearly a week of bad weather, slowing the maritime migrant flow to a crawl. It also came as European leaders continue struggling to cope with the largest movement of humanity on the continent since World War II. Elsewhere, Syria braced Saturday for as many as 10,000 more migrants after Hungarian authorities late Friday shifted tactics in allowing migrants to the border.